Lawmakers will be back at the State House today to try and find a budget settlement with Governor Phil Scott. That job got a lot harder after a bizarre set of events unfolded late Friday night in the House. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
When the night was over, just before midnight, chaos, confusion, and partisan bitterness emerged on the House floor as Republicans accused the Democrats of twice breaking a promise to lower the non-residential tax rate. When the day started, it appeared a deal had been reached between House Democratic leaders and the governor to phase in a reduction of the non-residential rate over a two-year period. But when Senate President Tim Ash expressed concerns about the deal, it fell apart. Governor Scott said he was very disappointed.
I thought this was something that, again, could bring us across the finish line. Unfortunately, again, I'm disappointed it was taken off the table.
House Democrats went back to the drawing board and came up with a new plan that reduced the non-residential rate, but not quite as much as Scott wanted. They urged the Republicans to support the measure as a way to break the five-week-old stalemate. As the new compromise came to the floor for a vote, the Democrats pulled the offer. They expressed concern about using one-time surplus money for ongoing programs of state government, despite agreeing to do so only hours earlier. House Appropriations Chairwoman Kitty Toll said House leaders were in the very difficult position of negotiating with both Senate Democrats and Governor Scott.
Because we cannot have two dancing partners. We have to have three in order to come to a decision that will allow government not to shut down.
The Republicans were outraged. Stowe Representative Heidi Sherman accused the Democrats of not keeping their word.
How do you back out of this proposal? This is a test for the Vermont House, and right now, we're failing.
And Burlington Representative Kurt Wright expressed enormous disappointment with Democratic leaders.
What an incredibly disappointing vote and day. My faith in this institution has been shaken to its core today.
Because there was also a lot of confusion about the final vote on Friday night, it's likely that House Republicans will seek another vote on this budget plan later this morning. Lawmakers know they're facing a deadline of June 30th to find a solution. Unless they pass a budget by that time, there will be a shutdown of state government services on July 1st. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.